Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike to tell you, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight. Want to tell everybody at 6, they switched over. The Pelicans will be on WWL, the Big 870. Pre-game show at 6:30. It'll be Pelicans, Hawks, and that'll be on WWL, the Big 870. We now on 105.3 FM, and at 6:30 tonight it'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host. His guest tonight will be Saints head coach Darren Rizzi, and his guest tonight will be assistant special teams coach Phil Galliano, who has worked with Rizzi quite a few years with the Saints.
No, Mike, and you know what, I'm going to ask both of them because, you know, that's their background, the wheelhouse. Dan, this might be the poorest game we've ever covered a kickoff.
Yeah, we got gash.
I mean, I'm going to ask them, well, what the hell happened? You know, you got to be disciplined in your lanes and what's your responsibility. But what occurred,
did they average kickoff
Mike,
wise?
Mike, they averaged 33.3. Ooh. They had three kickoff returns, that being Winnington, for 100 yards. They had a 43-yard. Mike, I'm telling you, since Coach Rizzi's been here and Coach Galliano, I don't think they've never had that goal.
I don't remember nothing.
Because
like
we
that.
Always win in that category. Oh, well, the Rams got us yesterday.
Now, buddy, I
want to know what the hell happened.
Your buddy Les Snead, who really is the scouting guy in.
The GM with the Rams.
And you knew him from his days when he was in Atlanta.
Yeah, he was in Atlanta. And then, he actually signed, T-Bob.
He signed T-Bob.
Yeah, in 2012 and stuff. So, I know Les.
Jordan Winnington was a backup wide receiver at Texas. He couldn't get on the field a lot because James Worthy's there. They got a second-round pick receiver goes. He found him, and, man, he has been a really nice addition.
As a returner.
A return man. He's also a backup wide receiver. I want to tell everybody, too, at 7:30, on 105.3 FM. Monday Night Football, Cleveland Browns playing Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos. It's our triple option feature. Mike, along with Bobby, Charlie. Charlie, I'll let you go first.
Well, I'm going first here, guys. I'll go with, you know, the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year award, I think, is almost decided with Jaden Daniels having such a phenomenal season. And if you're looking at the odds right now, right behind him is Bo Nix, who's going to be playing tonight. And he's been playing awesome football over the last couple of weeks as well. So two quarterbacks up there, but kind of an unsung hero, a guy that's, I think, starting to get a bunch of praise. He's like the Ferrari in front of like a trailer house with the Raiders, is Brock Bowers. He's been outstanding this year, guys. I just want to give him his flowers. 84 receptions, which leads the NFL as a rookie. 884 yards, fourth in the NFL as a rookie. Four touchdowns, 10.5 yards per catch. I mean, Mike, we talked about this guy leading up to the draft. He was always a weapon, one of the best tight end prospects we've really talked about ever. And he goes to the Raiders right before the Saints picked. Now, I'm fine with Taliese Fuaga, but Brock Bowers has been a difference maker, guys. And, you know, if you're looking at Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix, what they've done for their teams, I know the quarterback is the most important position. I just feel like Brock deserves a little bit more respect as far as that Offensive Rookie of the Year award goes. And I think he probably will finish up third in front of, like, Caleb Williams and Brian Thomas, Malik Nabers. There's all these incredible rookies this year on offense, but Brock has been one of the best.
If he was in a major market, he would be in the hunt.
Oh, well,
and he's unique as a tight end because he doesn't look the part, but, man, can he play it?
Well, and think about that, Charlie and Mike. He's a tight end.
Yes.
And he's out of I agree with you 1,000% on that because you think it's a quarterback award or, you know, might be maybe one season now and then a running back or whatever, but a tight end? No, he's put up the numbers, and that's what's been impressive. He's lived up to expectations.
And beyond.
I wish our Saints high draft picks would live up to expectations.
Yeah.
Kendre Miller, what is he going to do? I think great opportunity. Now Taysom Hill out. Isaiah Foskey. You know, you go on and on. We can make a list of those cats.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, you next.
Okay, this caught my attention because I don't know what's going to come about in college football as far as how you're going to keep up with the Joneses. Name, image, and likeness, and you look at the era of college sports where we're at. And I thought it was interesting what the Stanford, what University of Stanford has done. Mike, the Stanford Cardinal, and I keep up with them for the big game, you know, them and Cal Berkeley. But, you know, they just signed Andrew Luck. I know we've all heard of Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck is returning to Stanford football as a general manager. So they've been progressive and taking steps forward. If you look, Andrew Luck is the most significant recruit during the Jim Harbaugh era. You know, we all know he's now with the Chargers. You know, he was at San Diego University, Stanford, the 49ers. And then he goes to Michigan, wins a national championship. We all know now he's with the Chargers. But he was a significant recruit, that being Andrew Luck, by Harbaugh in the era when he was at Stanford. Now, you think about Andrew Luck, Mike, and what he meant to the Stanford Cardinal, not the bird, but the color. But he's trying to, look at the national prominence and returning to school to maybe where they can be relevant. So he's going to be the football team's general manager, and he's going to oversee all aspects of the program, starting immediately, the school said. And he's somewhat... his position. He's going to redefine the role from a traditional college general manager instead of primarily being a subordinate to the head coach. Now, Andrew Luck is 35 years of age. He's going to preside over the coaching staff, player personnel staff, recruiting, as well as the business side of the program. So he's almost like the AD for the football team, and you have an AD for all the other sports.
Correct.
Because Stanford is, they've won championships like UCLA. You look at Olympic sports and all that. But so now he's going to be in charge of all that, player personnel, staff, recruiting, as well as the business side of the program. And like I said, there's no secret that Stanford has struggled, to say the least, to keep pace with the Joneses, the Oregon Ducks. How are you going to keep up with Phil Knight and all that?
Because they don't have a Phil Knight.
Right. So, Mike, now they got Tiger Woods and all that. Stanford got some money now.
But you don't have one guy.
No, it'd be interesting to see what the difference Andrew Luck is going to make a difference with that whole name, image, and likeness and all college sports and where they're going. But the one thing is a good gene pool. His dad, Oliver Luck. Oliver Luck, his dad was a quarterback for the West Virginia Mountaineers, if I can recall.
Yes.
And he was always a backup with the Oilers. Played in the NFL a number of years.
He was the backup to Archie when Archie got traded to the Oilers.
To the Oilers? Okay, yeah. So and then you look, I think at one time he was in charge of NFL Europe.
Yes, he was.
Like he was the commissioner.
Yes, he was.
So I think he's been around his dad. So I think Andrew Luck, I don't know what's going to happen with Stanford, but I think he will have success there.
Sometimes you got to be in the right place, right time, and sometimes people don't use you right. In 4 years with the Saints, Philadelphia Eagles linebacker today, Zach Bond, totaled 88 total tackles with the Saints and 2 quarterback sacks. This year, he has totaled 118 tackles, 6 tackles for losses, 2.5 sacks, 4 forced fumbles, and 1 pass interception. That's what he's done in 1 year.
No.
You think about, he was a guy that came in and you.
Well, the Saints didn't know how to use him.
They didn't know how to use him right.
Vic Fangio knows how to use him. Mike, and along those lines, and, I was talking with Steve Geller about this. When you talk about all these tackles, he's the only player, like say, in NFL history since the tackles were recorded in 1987 to have 100-plus tackles, 2 sacks, 4 forced fumbles during the first 12 games of a season. No, all of a sudden, think about going from a player that's really irrelevant, I'm just on the roster. No, he's a big part of what the Eagles are doing defensively and amongst the best, challenging the Lions for the best team in the NFC. And he was on our team.
Somebody messed this up.
Screw that. Okay, we don't know how to utilize
coaching him. Wise.
So you got to give Vic Fangio a lot of credit and what he's doing with Zach Bond with the Eagles.
Vic had an interview this week, and he didn't have to say it, but they were bringing up Zach Bond to him, and he was like, yeah, in the offseason, I had 2 linebackers that I really wanted, and I'm batting 50-50. You know the other guy? Devin White.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because I want Devin White. I think he'd be a good fit here. And it wasn't. They got rid of him. Now he's with the Houston Texans. But, man, did he find something with Zach Bond. And is using him a lot of the same way in particular schemes that he was used at Wisconsin.
Mike, that's unbelievable. Okay, if you have, you can play 16 or 17 games. Like we always acknowledge DeMario Davis. Having 100 tackles. 112 games, he's already at 100.
He's got 118 at 100.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's well over. So when you look at that, that's why. From Wisconsin, you think of Wisconsin linebackers, how they're always tough-nosed. But I tell you what. Now, do we blame Dennis Allen? Because he's in charge of the defense.
He sure is.
How are you going to utilize Zach
Bond? Oh, he was.
But not all of a sudden. I can't really find a place for him because in the Saints uniform, he got exploited sometimes in the passing. In the coverage part. Well, I don't know. He found a home in the Eagles.
Find one?
And he's forced 4 fumbles, a couple of sacks. He's been productive. He's a big reason. He's a big part of why that Eagles defense where they're at. And right now, they think tit-for-tat are nipping at the heels of the Lions being amongst the best in the NFC.
Bob, this just came out with the Pelicans, and no shock, Brandon Ingram is out for tonight's game.
Why is he out?
Atlanta, right plantar fascia tendonitis.
Oh, I had that plantar fascia. That's pretty serious. But I mean, I don't know. It's always something. It's always damn something. I mean,
well, they keep the doctors busy. I know that. We'll be back to finish it off here on Second Guess, right after this break.
I missed the game because I have a hangnail.